Chad, how are you doing?
I'm well and you, bitch.
Yeah, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us once again and keeping an eye for us on what's been going on in the commission. I see that old Mr. Zuma is not feeling so appreciated at the commission at the moment.
Well, quite a day again. Things started off smoothly enough. It led to questioning and remarks regarding Barbara Hogan and the employment committee of the ruling party, specifically with deployments to state-owned enterprises, etc. Round about this time, Zuma said that he felt that he was being cross-examined. Zuma's legal team then, you know, stated that they believe that the commission has brought Zuma to testify under false pretenses. This, of course, causes uproar, and the commission closed early today and has adjourned, actually, until Friday, so that the former president's concerns can be addressed. So there will be no testimony given tomorrow. In fact, the testimony has been postponed until Friday. And tomorrow they're going to be looking at the legal ramifications of the fact that this is meant to be a commission of inquiry, not a court, like Daniel Manje and Advocate Sikakane are inferring. Daniel Manje, Zuma's attorney, denies that it was the intention to discredit the commission's rules. He states that he's just unhappy with the process, especially regarding the way the questions are posed, because it seems as if they're trying to get the president to implicate, or the former president rather, to implicate himself, and that they cannot stand for any form of self-implication. But they went on to say not that there would be anything to implicate oneself in. So they're very quick to address the fact that they don't want the former president to be in a position where there's self-implication, but they then addressed it further by saying not that they believe there is anything to be concerned about. So it's a bit of a neither here nor there. It's you know, are you upset about the cross-examination? Are you upset that the president may in some way implicate himself during his tenure of office or not? If not, why can't you allow the process to carry on? So they basically stalled the entire process, and we'll only know on Friday what the Deputy Chief Justice Zondo's ruling is going to be with respect to the points they've raised regarding this inference of this being a cross-examination and the fact that the former president has been brought there under false pretenses.
So other than the little bit of histrionics and some people throwing toys out the cot, did we get anything closer to information? Did anything get dug up that helps us understand the state capture project any further?
Absolutely not. It's been very much yes, no, I don't remember, I don't recall. Yesterday, some of the testimony was brought into question, as in, how can you not remember something that happened 5 years ago, but you have a clear recollection of something that happened 30 years ago? So there's been a lot of frustration, and you could see Advocate Pretorius today was stressed. You could see that he was becoming frustrated. And I think when the defense team for former President Zuma saw this, that's when they sprung into action. They thought, you know what, now's our opportunity. So they can always say, we attended the Commission of Inquiry, we came along, we gave our testimony, it's you guys that overstepped the mark. This is not a court of law, this is merely a commission. Why are you inferring that our client is on trial?
Now, how did Deputy Chief Justice Zondo react to all of this, and do we have any indication about how he's likely to rule going forward?
He's an extremely patient man. We only saw him, you know, kind of lose patience last week with regards to the attorney for record that was representing Vivian Natterson. And that's the only time we've actually seen some, you know, marked emotion from the Deputy Chief Justice. The Deputy Chief Justice is a very calm, very patient man. I think the fact that he's willing to listen and the fact that he's willing to adjourn for a full day so that he can address this properly and he can seek further counsel from constitutional experts, commission experts, legal experts, etc. So it's not a ruling he's going to make on his own that's going to be under consideration, shows the maturity of this commission, and it shows the maturity of the process that's taking place.
Okay, then. Well, I guess that's where we'll just have to leave it for now. Chad, as the commission goes forward, I'm sure we will be in contact. Thanks so much.
Great stuff. Have a good one.